Get up with Brian Gaundy.
CFM.
Just after 6 for your Wednesday morning, if you missed it, 5 o'clock this morning, we rewarded the early listeners with the clue already, Bree.
That's right, yeah. We did too.
For the Secret Santa sack. So when will we give the next one away?
Never.
After?
That's the only time.
That's the only time.
For the early morning listeners. So if you know anyone that listens to the show early, I'd be asking them.
Get in contact with them. Yammo wants to come on the show.
Oh.
Boss Yammo wants to come on the show.
Why?
And give out the clue. I don't know.
He's being weird.
He's being super weird about the whole thing. We took a strike yesterday, if you missed it, from about what time?
6:30?
Right through till 7:10. We didn't do anything on the show. We took the strike.
No, just for the people.
Yeah.
We thought they deserved another clue, and finally, Yammo has come to the table.
And now he wants to be the hero that comes
and delivers
the clue.
No,
mate.
No, he loves all the glory, doesn't he? He loves taking the glory.
You can't avoid us when we're wanting the clue, make us wait days, and then come in like a knight in shining armor.
No,
doesn't happen.
Lock the doors. Lock them.
We know what it is now, and we're going to deliver the clue.
Yep.
Like we are the true heroes fighting for the clues.
That's how it actually went down, though.
I know, it actually is. So, all right, after 8 o'clock, another clue, another guess, another two guesses at $10,000. David Guetta's on the show today. We're going to find out who he drunk dials in his phone after a couple of drinks in the DJ booth.
He would have everyone in his phone. Who's he collabed with? Justin Bieber.
The Biebs.
Charlie XCX.
Yes.
Rihanna.
Yes.
He's collabed with lots of people.
Akon.
Who else?
Imagine.
Not his biggest one.
Sexy, damn, he's a sexy chick. I would argue that's his biggest song.
Yeah, that was a good song, but, I mean, what's Akon doing now?
Helping children in countries that can't afford money.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he provided electricity to a country somewhere. I'd have to look. Google Akon. He does some great work with charity these days, honestly.
Yep.
Who else is going to work with that he could drunk dial on his phone? I'd love to. He's going to be on the
Minaj,
show.
Nicki Minaj, Flo Rida.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people.
I got Tim O'Matic.
Golding.
I got Tim O'Matic in my phone.
Martin
right?
Garrix. There's a lot of people.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Ooh, no one. No. I don't think I've got a famous.
You're friends
person.
With some.
I'm friends with Gordon Tallis.
His niece.
So that's pretty big.
That's right. She tackled me in that sumo suit that time.
That's right.
I blocked that out of my memory.
God, we've done some random stuff on this show.
We have, haven't we?
She nailed you. She said to me after that, after she tackled you.
Yeah.
She said, I was at about 25%.
Oh, get stuff. That was 100%.
No, she said
25%. No, I took 125%.
You didn't take it very well.
It felt like 125%.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Did Brownie from... now, Brownie has done a bit of work on this station here. You might have heard him on CFM, but at the moment he's filling the shoes of the 2GO breakfast show.
Go and do your best Brownie impersonation.
He's very Brownie. It's Brownie here.
2GO, it's Brownie.
Hey, yo, it's Brownie. I've got your race tips, Brownie.
We're going to play the hits. The best of the hits with Brownie.
Brownie. He just throws his name in there whenever he talks.
It's Brownie.
Love Brownie.
Brownie.
Did he hit you up yesterday?
He did.
Oh, I didn't know this, but apparently he does a bit of promoting or something. Isn't he the DJ on a Saturday night or something at Malahini's nightclub on the coast?
I think he is.
I think he is too. And anyway, he comes to me yesterday and he says, mate, he goes, you know the song Teach Me How to Dougie? And I was like, yeah, teach me how to dug.
Teach me how to dug. Teach me how to dug. Teach me how to dug. Teach me how to dug.
Said, of course we know this. This is our theme song for Dougie Eaton, remember?
That's right. Doug Eaton, local MP, came on the show. Or was he mayor? Former mayor came on the show and we played this and he was like, what the hell?
Had never heard it.
And then we also played to Doug Eaton, See My Vest.
That's right.
From Simpsons.
Because he had the red vest. Oh, we had some fun.
Oh,
didn't we have some fun?
He didn't so much, but...
No. Anyway, Brownie's promoting this gig and he's like, do you guys want to do anything with the guys who did Teach Me How to Dougie? Apparently, I think their name... I mean, I know the song, couldn't tell you who sings it.
I couldn't tell you who sings it. I love that song, though.
Cali Swag District.
Oh, yeah, that does ring a bell. They did something else afterwards.
Did they?
Yeah. Can't remember what it was.
Probably whipped my hair back and forth with Willow Smith kind of vibes. Anyway, so he's like, do you want to do anything with it? Do you want to promote it? You know, we've got the show coming up. The tickets are like $10. DJ Delicious is playing and all this kind of stuff. So, you know what? Have you looked them up? Cali District? Cali Swag District,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
What are they
their other biggest song
yes.
Was Back It Up and Dump It. Is that in the system?
That's what you do after a big night out.
Hang on. As if that's in the system.
Well, I had to get Rach to get me, teach me how to Dougie. Dougie wasn't even in the system.
Oh, they need to update system. That's ridiculous. That's one of the biggest R&B songs ever.
If you don't have Teach Me How to Dougie in there, what's going on? Here's what I want, because Brownie's come to us wanting us to promote some stuff for him, right?
Yep.
We've done some great stuff with our sister station over the last couple of years. 2GR did a nudie run through there.
Yep.
That was good times.
You got your noogs out in that studio. Yeah,
we promote Give Me Five for Kids in there.
They had to fumigate in there.
Did they? I wondered why I looked very Breaking Bad in there for a few days.
Yeah. Just touch and go there for a bit, whether they had to knock it down.
What are the chances that Brownie, who's currently doing the breakfast show,
I like that,
will play Teach Me How to Dougie on 2GO for the promote?
The 2GO Dougie. I like that.
I want to hear amongst Bryan Adams and Cher.
And what's that other guy I hate? Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly. I want to hear Teach Me How to Dougie.
There's conditions. He's not allowed to reference that. We've told him to play it and he has to do it.
Okay.
He just has to slip it into the 2GO lineup.
Slip Teach Me How to Dougie into...
Like it's normal.
Like it's a normal song.
Yeah, like 2GO. 2GO, this is Brownie right now. Kelly's Swag District, Teach Me How to Dougie.
Do you reckon he'll get calls on it? Do you reckon people...
I don't know.
Do you reckon their listeners
so.
Would be like, what the hell is this?
Can you talk to him through the desk?
Well,
right
this
now?
Is the thing I wanted to flag with you quickly. When do you want to do this? Today? Or do you want to tee it up for tomorrow
right
or
now.
Friday?
Let's do it now.
Well, he looks like he's about to go do some stuff.
Because you know what will happen
what?
If the bloody boss fun police gets a hold of this.
He'll shut it down.
He'll shut it down.
All right, let's go to some news and stuff. You just give us the wind-up then, Rach.
Hold on.
No,
mate.
I was being yammo. Fun police.
Do you guys want to hear Back It Up and Dump It? Just like a real quick 5 seconds.
You're going to play Back It Up and Dump It off the laptop.
Hey.
Do I need the dump button ready for Back It Up and Dump
you
It?
You might, actually.
I might need to actually back it up and dump it. Yeah.
Back It Up and Dump It.
All right.
Cali Swag District,
yeah. Oh, wait, careful.
Hold on, wait.
Is this the explicit version?
Sounds a lot like Dougie.
It does. All right, let's go to some news and some stuff.
I can't wait to hear this on 2GO.
Let's have a chat to the brown dog on 2GO and see if we can't slip Teach Me How to Dougie in there. Yeah?
Let's say we'll be the face of the Dougie if he does it.
Before Bocciano shuts
it down.
Yeah, he loves this stuff.
Yeah, but you know.
Otherwise, we don't mention his gig again.
Okay.
Cali Swag District,
let's say we haven't mentioned it. Let's say we haven't mentioned it, but we're willing to dedicate an hour of the show to it. We won't, but...
We'll do a one-hour special with Cali Swag District.
Let's just do a politician thing and promise him heaps of stuff and then not deliver.
I like that.
Yep.
After the news, we find out if he's going to do this thing.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
All right, just after 6:30 for your Wednesday morning, we got David Guetta on the show after 8 o'clock this morning. Live from London today, he's going to be calling into the show, so we look forward to that.
You'd say probably one of the most successful DJs ever.
I would say the most successful DJ of our generation, David Guetta.
I think him and Calvin Harris, that's who I think of, most successful. And they've been on the top for so long.
Yep. And they've still got big songs, which is great. But so Guetta, we'll have him on, $10,000 in our Secret Santa sack with a fresh clue today.
Right. We will have the clue. Yep. If you caught yesterday, we took a stand.
Yep.
We went on strike. It's paid off because we've got another clue this morning.
Yep.
I can't believe Yammo wasn't even thinking that he should give another clue.
Boss Yammo wanted to wait, I think 2 to 3 weeks
and
before
we were like,
clue.
No. Because you and I are frustrated too because we don't know what it is either.
We don't know it's in the sack and we want to know. We want to help the people. We're buying some time at the moment because we're just waiting. Here he comes. I think he's coming.
He's coming in?
I think so.
We're just talking about the Cali Swag District Dougie song.
Oh, yeah, teach me how to
brand.
Teach me how to Dougie. All right, so we all know this song, Teach Me How to Dougie.
Brownie on 2GO is promoting the event. Where is it?
Malahini's Nightclub.
And he wanted us to promote it on CFM.
He hit me up yesterday, came and he goes, oh, would you guys want to do anything with this Dougie song? I'm promoting them, I've got them coming. And what slice of the pie do you see and what do we get?
What's in it for Bree and Gondi? I love how what's in it for us we've come up with. We want to hear Teach Me How to Dougie on 2GO.
We love the fun. That's what we love.
Oh, here he comes.
We love stuff that can't generally be done.
The brown dog.
Brownie.
Rowdy. He's in.
He doesn't know what he's in for either. Jump on board with us, Brownie.
All right.
You hit us up yesterday.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
You hit us up yesterday, didn't you? You came to us.
Yeah.
The Breen Gaundy Show.
Yes.
Number one show on the Central Coast.
That's right.
I need you to promote something for me.
Yeah.
I need your help, guys. I need a favour.
You're not going to make me dance, eh?
No.
You're not going to attempt a Dougie dance here.
No Dougie dance.
We wouldn't make you do that. Yeah.
But you are promoting these guys at Malahini's nightclub, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Don't give him the free plugs.
No plug.
December 15th.
No,
no.
You need to do something for the promotion.
Oh, I do.
Because you're going to get heaps out of it, because our show, we'll promote it like there's no tomorrow.
We'll give you meet and greets as well to give away.
Oh, thanks. Kelly Swag District.
I like that. I like that. But you need to do something for us.
Yeah, right.
Our listeners are already in on it, mate.
Right.
Yep. And you've agreed to it without even agreeing to it.
Say yes.
Say yes.
Okay.
We want Teach Me How to Dougie played on 2GO.
Yes, we do!
We want Teach Me How to Dougie played on 2GO this morning.
This morning?
You have to sell it like a new song, and then you have to say, give us...
Oh,
you have, man. You have to say, give us a call and tell us what you think of this one. Teach Me How to Dougie. Kelly Swag.
2GO, we'd love to hear your feedback on the new music on the station.
Oh, wow, okay.
Come on.
Can I use it as a bed when I'm talking in the background? Got a...
Come on, don't be one of these stiffler 2GO guys.
I've been
guys.
Working on 2GO. You know, I've been on this side of the fence, but I've been over there now for a number of years.
You don't think it would fit over there?
I don't really think so.
I think in between Paul Kelly and Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
I think the 2GO listeners need an education on some rap music, mate.
I think they'd love it.
I'm going to see what I can do for you.
Brownie.
So, a bit of cross-promotion here, sister stations.
Yes.
So.
Come on, help us help you.
Yes. Say it again.
Help us help you.
Otherwise, mate, we will shut down this gig and no one will know about it.
Yeah, seriously, we'll put on our own gig.
Call us now if you want Brownie to play it on
2GO.
Wow,
okay.
Call through now on 13 12 16.
Yeah.
We'll have listeners telling us if you do it or not.
Yeah. All right,
it's a 2-minute song, Brownie.
I know how long it goes for. I'm just going to dug him away out. See you at Malahini's on the 15th.
No, mate, we want it done.
Get ready to pop it from Yamu.
Don't back out. Do not back out.
Come on, Brownie. Come through with the song.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
The challenge has been set, and we want Brownie to play Teach Me How to Dougie on 2GO.
Teach me how to Doug, teach me how to Doug.
He's promoting the gig.
It's all off the back of him wanting us to promote the gig.
Yeah.
That's happening at where?
Malahini's. Oh, we're not promoting it anymore, Bree, until this is done.
There's a gig happening on the coast.
Yes.
Brownie wants us to promote it, and we said, what do we get out of the situation?
And we don't want a slice of his money from the gig or anything like that. All we want
is for that song to be played on our sister station that plays the best of the 80s and the 90s, Teach Me How to Dougie.
And the people want it too, don't you, Sarah? Morning, Sarah.
Morning.
Hi, how you going?
Are you on board, Sarah?
I am. And look, honestly, I've got to say, this is not the Brownie that I remember from school. I went to school with Brownie.
See?
He was a rebel.
Was he?
Yeah.
I wish he was in here right now.
The old Brownie would do it, wouldn't he? The old Brownie would play
he was
on.
Yeah, he had the mohawk and, then carried the mullet for a few years. He rocked it.
He's gotten soft, Sarah.
Can I say right
now? Yeah, he's gotten really soft. Brownie, come on, do it.
There
he introduced me to heavy metal.
Oh, come on, brown dog, where are you at?
What's he doing? What's he even doing on that radio station? I don't know.
And now he's going to introduce you to the Dougie and a whole bunch of other 2GO listeners at the same time.
Oh, trust me, I don't think any of the 2GO listeners would have heard that.
Sarah, can you do us a favour? Because we've got a little idea and we want everyone to do this right now. Can you please start, because we can see into the window of the other radio station here. Can you please start calling 2GO and requesting Teach Me How to Dougie?
Okay.
Can you please do it? The number is, and everyone else listening, we need you to do this right now. We need you on board. The number for 2GO, 4324444.
God, they've got a hard number to remember.
I know. 4324444444. You need to call 2GO right now. Request Teach Me How to Dougie, Kelly Swag District. Get Brownie on board. We need it played on 2GO this morning.
I'm watching the screen. I want to see these screens light up
now
with the phones.
4324444444. People are calling.
People are calling him.
Yes.
It's live.
Oh, they're lining up.
Brownie, you've never had more calls in your life.
Come on, mate. People are actually calling 2GO.
It is a full board of calls in there.
There's people calling.
Answer the calls, Brownie. Answer the bloody calls, mate.
We love you guys so much. Absolute legends. Continue
Thank
to call
you, Sarah.
Brownie. Let's do it all morning until Brownie is on board. You need to call it.
Bombard 2GO would teach me how to Dougie.
Let's
it is
do
going
it, guys.
Down today.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
You're a little bit annoyed, aren't you?
Well, I just think it's annoying. Like, you ask for something, it's not that big of a deal, but people can't come through with the goods.
Our show this morning has been dedicated to trying to get Dougie played on 2GO. And this might be the end of it here. This might be it. It might be done. But we asked people to call the station, which the number is 43 24 44 44 to get it played in full. That was our request, right? To get it played in full for us to promote the Hella whatever gig where they're playing. I'm refusing to say it until we hear it full on
they're
the other station.
They're not going to do it. They ain't going
to
do it.
Well, we just popped into the other studio to have a chat to Brownie. Got the audio from that, but we walked out, so not sure if he played the whole thing. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I think word is coming through that the whole song hasn't been played. Is that right?
I think like 10 seconds of the song was played.
And that's not what we're asking, right?
No.
So do we want to hear, so this was us on 2GO moments ago.
Hello, 2GO.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Dan.
Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Not much, mate. Just wondering if I can request a song.
Yeah?
Teach me how to Dougie Cali Swag.
Teach me how to Dougie Cali Swag. The Cali Swag District on 2GO. All right, yeah. Dan, I'll tell you what we're going to do, mate. I've got a funny feeling that a couple of the kids from next door, Bree and Gaundy from our sister station CFM, have put you up to this because they've just walked in here right now. Hello there, kids. How are you?
Play the song, Brownie. Come on, mate.
No
play
idea
the song.
What you're talking
play
about.
Play the song, Brownie.
Play the song, okay, Brownie. So this is a G up because Malahini's at the Halley on the 15th of December. You see, I've got the Cali Swag District.
No now, more plugs.
It's not really no what we call 2GO music, but hang on a second. If we can hear this. This is Teach Me How to Dougie. Now, Bree and Gaundy from next door have joined me in the studio. Hello.
We want this whole song, Brownie, not just a grab,
thing,
mate.
Not a grab.
Not a grab.
Not a bit.
We want the whole thing.
Song.
Stop trying to back out.
Are you guys familiar with the demographic of 2GO? Our phones have lit up here from your listeners, I'm guessing, here as well.
Yep.
So you're familiar with the 2GO format, are you?
Yeah, plays all the best hits.
Yeah.
Greatest hits from the 80s, 90s and now.
And the 2000s.
But we don't usually do a lot of hip-hop stuff.
Well, look, when I'm trying to get to sleep at night, I put on 2GO. And
right.
Then,
oh, you kids.
Wait, let me look over at CFM, the number one station.
Hang on, I was just going to say.
We play a lot of hip-hop.
Are you guys on air over there? I can see some flashing lights. All right, well. Okay, there it is.
Whole song, come on, Brownie.
Okay.
The calls are rolling in.
Okay, in you go there, kids. Out you go there.
Give them an education.
And a plug for the Halekalani Bowling Club, yes, that are putting on the Cali Swag District on December 15. Teach Me How to Dougie on 2GO. Can you believe it?
So that's when we walked out, and I thought he was going to kick into it. Has he not kicked into it?
I put Paul Kelly on or something. That's what they play over there.
They should do a Paul Kelly, Cali Swag District remix for two together. You know, get DJ Konski onto it on 2GO.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. It's not happening.
Not happening?
I think give up on the dream.
I love how genuinely annoyed you are about it. Like, you're so annoyed, aren't you?
No, well, actually, to be honest, yeah, let's move on.
What's wrong with it?
Huh?
It's done. That's it.
I don't think he'll play it.
You know what that means?
What?
We don't mention the gig that he wanted us to mention from here. This
we
is
should,
it.
We should plug every other gig that's
yes.
happening on the coast on that day.
Let's boycott.
On that night. Let's boycott that gig.
I'm going to say this right now.
I heard it's a stinker.
Don't even go to the gig.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunty's Amateur Acting.
Just the two scenes left to act out for 2017.
That's it. Two more to go.
Today and
Better
next
make
week.
Some good ones.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a good one this morning, I think.
I love this movie.
If you haven't heard this before, you need to call through on 13 12 16 when you know the scene of the movie we're acting out.
Tickets to the Great Moscow Circus up for grabs at the Dam Hotel Wyong if you can guess the movie. Don't call through yet.
Don't call through.
You need to hear the unbelievable acting and then call when you know the movie.
You're really upselling it because this is going to be bad.
Yeah, we shock it. Yeah.
All right. All right. Director H, when you're ready. Action! Would you shut up about the damn Swiss? It was all that Ains Vai Dry nonsense that got us nervous in the first place.
Hey, man, look here. I'm just trying to get us off to the right foot, man.
Well, the right foot isn't not the Swiss foot. I mean, come on, we can't be copying nobody else's style. We've got our own style.
Kissing an egg ain't no kind of style, man. This is the Olympics here. This is no stupid push-cart derby.
Let me tell you something, Rasta.
No, I'm not stopping. I like this scene. Keep going.
I didn't come up here to forget who I am and where I come from, man.
And neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best I can be. I'm just trying to
be the best I can be. And I'm going to trick you all because I'm a cowboy.
I've gone from... Yep.
So am I. And the best I can be is Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Scene.
I went from Jamaican to Southern California or something. Let's go to Matt. Yeah?
Morning, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Morning.
Apologies.
Hey, mate.
Is it Cool Running?
Oh.
No, it's not. No, not Cool Running.
Cool Running.
No, definitely not Cool Running. It's actually Brokeback Mountain. No, it's Cool Running.
Oh, what a movie.
Such a good movie.
One of the greats.
It's one of my childhood favourites.
Yeah, 100%. Same here.
I
always played it at school.
I met someone who had never seen Cool Runnings the other day and almost walked out of their presence. I was almost like, I can't be
such
around you,
such a great
you,
movie. And one of John Candy's last movies, unfortunately.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're right at the end of 2017 and I love this time of the year because you get to look back on what the year was.
Yeah.
And in review, Spotify has launched its Global Year in Music 2017.
Yeah.
So these are all the stats of, the, you know, the most streamed artists, the most streamed songs, what people were listening to this year the most.
Are you a Spotify user?
I'm not.
Ah, okay.
I use Apple Music, but same thing.
Yeah.
Same. What do you want to start with? I reckon we start with the most streamed artist of this year.
Most streamed artist of this year. So not male artist. This is globally.
No, this is male artist. Male artist. Yep. This was the most streamed list for the male artist this year on Spotify. And number three, we've got The Weeknd.
He's had a big year.
Broke up with Selena Gomez.
Yes. He's in Australia right now, right?
Yeah, he's kicking around. Yeah. He made the top three for the most male-streamed artists in the world. And number two, his arch-nemesis, Drake. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need he's in the country too.
Yeah, just another car for Drake, I'm sure, with the streams on Spotify.
Who do you think was the top most streamed male artist in the world this year?
Well, I think I said this on radio the other day, and I believe it's because he covers
everyone.
Multiple radio stations, any radio format.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
It's the Ginger Nut, Ed Sheeran.
Number one.
Ed Sheeran has ruled the year. He's accumulated the most streams both in Australia and globally. He managed 47 million monthly listeners off the back of his third record, Divide, with Shape of You alone.
Amazing.
Which is crazy.
Amazing. And now, just to beat his own number ones, he has to team up with Beyonce.
To beat that number one.
To do a duet and beat his own number one with Beyonce.
Well, let's take a look at the female artist, speaking of Beyonce. Sitting at number three for the most streamed this year was Selena Gomez. Can't keep my hands to myself. Rivaling her ex, The Weeknd.
Yes.
She's done well this year, hasn't
in the
she?
Same spot, though.
Yes, in the same spot.
No one's won that battle.
Number three, so she's done well.
Yep.
Number two with her new album this year, Taylor Swift.
Does this mean she's won the Katy Perry battle if Katy Perry's not number one?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Katy Perry didn't have a new album, though.
True.
Or did she? No, she had a couple of new songs, not a new album.
Okay.
Most streamed female artist in the world this year, It's a bit of re-re.
I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. So no Beyonce, no Katy Perry.
No.
No.
Didn't get the call up.
No Dolly Parton.
No, yeah, okay. No.
Just checking. Madonna.
Been a couple of years since she's been on. Let's go to the most streamed tracks here in Australia.
Okay.
Let's go to the top two. Interesting. This is a more recent one. Was Carmeleon.
Pinyow.
Number two most streamed song in Australia this year.
It is a good vibe, isn't it?
Didn't they tear it up at the Arias?
Yeah.
That was awesome. But what is the winner this year for the most streamed song in Australia?
What song could be bigger than that this year?
What about a bit of Call On Me, Starly? When you can't stop the tears from falling down. Absolute banger.
We had her on our show. She was great.
Wasn't she lovely?
She was super nice.
That was a great song.
The biggest Aussie stream song this year.
People listen to that song the most out of any song, any Australian song.
Nothing screams Aussie like Starly, Call On Me.
I know. But let's go to the big one.
Okay.
The most streamed tracks in the whole world for the year.
All right.
Let's do the top five. Don't worry. No.
Okay.
You'll be right.
Yep, sweet.
The top five, sitting at number five, I'm the One, DJ Khaled. Because when we pull up...
I feel like I'm doing a music chart show.
I know, right?
It takes me back to my old radio
days. I love looking at stats like this, though, for some reason. I don't know why. That was a great song.
Yes, so that's number five.
That's number five. Sitting at number four, though, Something Just Like This, the Chainsmokers.
Had a bit of Coldplay in the mix and you get a banger.
Coldplay?
Yeah. What else we got?
Now, this song has taken the number three and two spot.
Oh, wow.
One of the songs is just the normal, and then there's also the remix.
Right.
But sitting at number three and two was Despacito. Despacito. Quiero respirar
tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. This would have to be up there in the most hated songs as well, I think. Maybe because of the plays.
I think so, probably.
Yeah.
People are streaming that at number three and number two the most this year in the whole world.
Yeah.
But what song got the number one spot?
The number one in the whole world for 2017.
You wouldn't believe it.
I know who it is. So I didn't want to wreck it for you.
Shape of You, Ed Sheeran. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a
magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. Macklemore in the film clip.
Yes. Last night and then you wonder why Ed Sheeran didn't get that many noms.
Yeah.
When the stats on Spotify show that he was the most streamed artist, he had the number one track. Interesting.
He's the king.
He's the king of 2017.
He's the current Ginger King right now.
The Ginger
Ed Sheeran.
King.
Wow. And so has he got any new stuff coming next year or anything like that? I mean, he could take the next 10 years off and just some, you know.
I think he's going to redo all of his songs with big artists. Beyonce, Jay-Z's on one. Nicki Minaj is jumping in.
Release a whole album just
it's
with
be great.
Straight to number one.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
One of the biggest DJs of our time, without a doubt, is David Guetta, and he joins us on the show right now.
Morning.
Hey.
How are you, man? Thanks for chatting with us.
No, I'm happy to be with you. How are you guys?
We're good,
mate.
We're
good, thanks.
Where do we find you in the world? Where are you?
I'm in London.
London. Do you live there, or are you just doing shows?
Nighttime. No, I live there part of the year.
And where else do you live the other part of the year?
I have four different places, actually. I live in London. I live in Ibiza during the summer. I live in Los Angeles and in Dubai.
Oh, I think I heard that
depending
on one of your songs.
This is... because I used to always go back and forth. When I'm from Paris originally. I used to take the plane and... And, you know, that was really killing me. So now I decided to do like, okay, 3 months there, 3 months there, 3 months there. And then, you know, I just play around the place I'm based.
Literally the best life ever.
You've got life worked out, it's fair to say. Let's have a chat about your brand new song, because we're going mad for it. Dirty Sexy Money. We're pumping it on the radio at the moment. It's just going off. You're loving it?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. It's this record is like so fresh and you know, it's different from what I usually do. It was just having a lot of fun with Charlie XCX. That's how it happened. You know, we're in the studio. It was really a party. Same with Afrojack. We always have fun together. And then at the end, the record was done, and I was about to give it to my label, and I met with French Montana in a festival, and he was like, oh, we should work. So I gave him the record. 2 days after, he sent me the vocals, and it was finished. You know, it was just a party, this record, from the beginning to the end. So I'm happy it's taking off.
It's legit my favourite song we're playing at the moment, David. And, I mean, you collab with so many huge artists. I mean, Charlie XCX is doing huge things. French Montana's massive. Afrojack. You've done stuff with Justin Bieber that was massive this year. Is there anyone you haven't done stuff with that is on your list?
Well, I've worked with a lot of huge artists. I guess the two amazing singers that I haven't worked with would be Adele and Beyonce.
Oh.
You know, these are like kind of dream, like, wow.
They're like
big kind of people.
The pinnacle, right, David? The best of the best. Like, imagine a David Guetta and Beyonce collab, or even a David Guetta and Adele collab.
I love it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I would love that.
Ed Sheeran's just done. He's just re-released Perfect.
One day it's going to happen.
Oh, 100% it will.
Lock it in.
Are you tight with Ed Sheeran? Do you know? Because he's just done a duet with Beyonce. Apparently, she changes her email weekly, so it might be hard to get onto Beyonce.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Security's tight at the Knowles family.
I have the same telephone number and email address since I took it.
Really? That's crazy.
I swear, I'm such a normal guy. It's really crazy. Like, when I hear stories like that, I'm like, what?
Yeah, once a week she changes
intense,
it.
That's intense, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
David, I'd be watching French Montana, though. He's notorious for handing out phone numbers. So just be
he's
careful.
He's on the drunk dial,
be careful,
David.
With French, all right?
I didn't know that.
That's not true, David. Gordy's making it up.
I know. If there's one person I know, it's French Montana. So,
have you ever, because you do have everyone's number in your phone, have you ever accidentally drunk dialed someone?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who was it?
Actually, last time I did this was French Montana, and it was like a week ago.
French, you owe me $50, mate.
I love that verse you just did,
no,
French.
No, that was sick,
it
mate.
It was the best, mate. You're the best.
That's hilarious.
It's a massive song. We are loving it. And just quickly before you go, we're approaching Christmas time. What's Christmas look like at the Guetta household? What do you do for Christmas, mate?
My favorite Christmas is always to be in the mountains skiing. This is what I usually do. But this time, actually, I might go to Miami. I'm not sure yet, but I'm probably going to do this. And then I'm going to play New Year's Eve in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's the best.
Sounds legit to me. Get your silk shirt ready for Miami, David.
And if you need a hookup in Miami, we've got Craig David has invited us to his penthouse party. So pretty sure we could slip you an invite if you wanted to go.
Amazing.
Well, we love it, mate. Thanks for chatting
You're
to us.
You're an absolute legend. Thanks, David.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
You're the best, man. Take care.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
Got the family passes this week for this.
Bree and Gaundy. Cryptic Carol. Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular. The Southern Hemisphere's most breathtaking display of over 2 million lights. Open now.
That's what it's all about for the family. Christmas time.
Get the family to the Hunter Valley to see this amazing spectacular.
Yep, lights on display. So Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular, the Southern Hemisphere's most breathtaking display. There's over 2 million lights and it is open right now.
Crazy.
You've had an idea?
Had an idea.
You're bringing it to the people?
We've been changing up the carols to make them cryptic. We've sped them up. We've reversed them. We've played them in a different language. I thought we could play a carol in just noises.
Okay, what kind of noises are we talking?
Fart noises. a smelly carol.
You know I'm about this stuff.
You're on board.
Yeah.
I know you're on.
Anyone
board.
Who says they don't laugh at a fart is kidding themselves.
Come on, guys, it's funny.
So this is your uncle's go-to joke at Christmas or something?
Every year, yeah, my right. Uncle Tim.
Yeah.
He'll take off the Elvis Christmas album because that's what's always playing.
After it's played for the 20th time.
And he's got a whole entire album of Christmas carols in fart noises. I think he recorded them himself. That's what he always says. He goes, recorded them the other day.
That's impressive if he did. Imagine that.
Seriously, well, the octaves he gets. It's amazing.
All right, let's hear this masterpiece.
All right, this is the carol you need to guess this morning.
All right, let's take a listen. Look how much Bree's loving it, look.
Come on, it's funny. Some of them sound wet.
Yeah.
Not good.
I'm trying to work out the actual song. Who's that?
Elves in there, I think.
Okay. Oh, that was nasty, that one.
That's after Indian.
Oh, I think I've got
it.
Yeah.
You know it.
It was that wet one a couple of minutes ago that gave
really
it away.
Gave it away.
All right, 13, 12, 16, if you know the song, let's bring that down. Whoa! We're coming back to that one. I've got my eye on that one.
Have you got it?
Yeah.
Let's go to Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
Morning.
Hey, morning. How are you guys?
Good,
we're
thanks.
Right, man.
Do you know the Christmas carol?
Is it Jingle Bells?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
Does sound similar.
No.
No, it's not.
Not Jingle Bells.
Unlucky Patrick.
All right, the calls are coming through. 13, 12, 16. While we wait, just get a listen to this one. They've slipped in there on the sneaky, right?
Oh, no.
Just have a quick listen.
Let's highlight it.
Yeah, just have it. Ready? Just come in here. It broke the chair.
Oh. You can tell it's the end of the year when we're playing stuff like this.
We should have been doing this all year. Shona.
Morning.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, she doesn't sound too happy about it.
You're
yes.
not liking it.
Oh, it's funny. I've just dropped my kids off, so they missed it.
Oh, this is for the kids. This is all about
it. We should play it early
yeah.
next time. The kids all would right. love this stuff.
You can get yourself the album for Christmas, I'm sure.
It's a great album, yeah. Shona. Do you know the Christmas carol for these tickets to the Hunter Valley Christmas lights?
It's the 12 Days of Christmas.
You know your fart, Shona. Yeah. That's right.
Well done. Can tell you've got kids.
Nice work.
Yes.
Well, enjoy. They're going to love it. Family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular.
Awesome.
Well done.
That was my favourite one. We've done.
Can't we just wrap the rest of the week with this? Is there more? Or is there more songs?
Is there any others?
Surely we can go Thursday, Friday on it, couldn't we?
Oh, you mean other fart editions?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm on board.
Has anyone actually checked it with the Hunter Valley Gardens?
That'd be cool with it.
That'd be cool with it. Guys, I don't know how we feel about being connected to the fart carols.
It's not relatable.
It is to the kids.
It is. Families love it.
All right. Well, it may or may not return tomorrow, and so might we. We don't know. But we've got a couple of days left of the week with family passes to that. It's going to be great.
Loved it. Loved every minute.
10K with Rach after 10.
Oh, yeah. And if you missed it, yeah. We gave out a second clue this morning,
sure
which
did.
We'll give it to them again.
Yeah.
It's object.
That's the second clue we're working
so
with.
So you're working with house and object.
Yeah.
It's a physical object.
Yeah, and, well, I don't know if it narrows it down, but it certainly takes out a lot of stuff.
It does.
Yeah. All right. After 10 with Rach. Have a great Wednesday.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you, mate. Rach, you have to stop it. I'm walking out. You have
see
to stop
guys.
It, Rach. See you, mate.
It's always
yeah.
Yeah.
Free and Gaunzy. CFM.